Chapter 45. After baking in the sun for the last several days and spending most of the summer in shorts and t-shirts, Ron fidgeted uncomfortably in his jacket and tie. He had traded his over-the-shoulder green canvas bag for a book salesman's sample bag. It looked like a medium-sized piece of luggage, but Ron found that if he stood it on his desk, that it was the perfect height for a podium. It might weigh as much as 30 pounds at different times of the year, but it was durable and had room for everything that he needed. He didn't have his own classroom at Perpetual Help. There was no place to hang his Lincoln, and he missed having it in his classroom. There were no pictures on the walls and no decorations of any kind expected or allowed. And Ron was also pleased with this. He undid the top shirt button and ran his finger around the inside of his collar as he watched the students for his American literature class file in. They were not required to wear uniforms of any kind. They were expected to be presentable at all times. There was little freedom in his curriculum, and the finals were departmental, so the pacing of what was covered was also of some importance. He hadn't chafed against these regulations in his first year. He'd been trying to make a good impression. He knew that this was considered one of the most academically challenging private high schools in the northern part of the state. If he didn't cut it, they would cut him in an eye blink. His class sizes were larger. The total number of students he had in five classes had climbed to a staggering 150 students. It was almost twice as many as he had at his previous school, and Ron had learned that a series of frequent vocab quizzes were essential. Some of his students knew him as Coach Tuck, and others called him Mr. Tuck. Ron noted with some pleasure that their faces had the same eager looks that all the students he'd ever taught had. "Good morning. My name is Mr. Tuck. This is American Literature Honors. Check your schedules and make sure you're in the right place." He paused for a moment as the students stared at the computer-generated printouts of schedules that they'd received in the mail. "Some people believe that American literature starts out slowly, that for the longest time it was a parody of English literature. Early American settlers didn't have much time or use for books or reading." Ron heard a soft cheer go up from two guys sitting in the back of the room. He smiled up at them and made eye contact. "Oh, so you both like that philosophy?" They grinned and nodded. "I see. You and I may have an area of disagreement there. Here's how we're going to resolve it. You will embrace literature like it was a pretty 16-year-old girl in a bikini." The class laughed. "What's your name, please?" said Ron. He pointed. "You, cheerleader on the left." The class laughed again. "Mark Simon. Would you like to embrace a pretty 16-year-old who was wearing a bikini?" Mark nodded enthusiastically. "Then you must learn to use the language properly and have some sophistication about what you read." "Do you know why?" Mark shook his head back and forth. "In frontier times, you might need a good plow, a good horse, maybe a cow if you were lucky. Have you ever milked a cow, Mr. Simon?" "No," said Mark, blushing and laughing at the same time. "Neither have I. Now we have machines that milk them. Do you understand what that means?" Ron let Mark Simon off the hook. He swiveled his head. "Cheerleader on the right, what's your name?" "Paul Panini. Do you know what that means?" "You're saying that the world has changed." "Very good, Paul. The world has changed, and now in order to get the little passionate girl in the bikini, it's better to be smart than brawny. Using the language helps you to get smarter. Now Ron could borrow from some other openings that he'd used when he taught old girls. His class was grinning and interested. He had them. They had been easy. Ron circled to his book bag. Literature book. He held it up for the class to see. Vocabulary book. He held up the thin, narrow paperback. You are to have a notebook with you each and every day. I'll tell you when we will be using the grammar books. Ron paused and stared at them. I would like to have to use the grammar books as little as possible, but that will depend on your essays. I'll want a writing sample as soon as possible, and so for tonight, you will begin with this. Ron read a poem that he'd found in a book of Native American poetry. It was called We, the First People. Then he passed out a copy to each of them. I know that not all of you have your books yet, so we will start with them at the next class. For now, I would like a short 5-paragraph essay on your responses to this poem. That's right, guys. You are to write it tonight.